And with me is Mark Sambo, who is not riding his bike, but he's going to talk about bike riding. The Gitchigami Trails got their annual meeting this Saturday, right?
Saturday, 3 o'clock at the Tetigouche, the brand new Tetigouche
Big
Visitor
digs.
Center. Yes.
I've not been in there yet.
No, it's really a nice place.
Well, it looks like a resort.
Hopefully it'll draw some people to our annual meeting.
You know? Well, talk to me about that, because there have been some trail sections complete, and where do we stand on that?
Right. Yeah. Well, the Gitchigami Bike Trail started in 1993, and their plan was to have a bike trail from Two Harbors to Grand Marais. And right now, out of the 88 miles, we have about 30 miles finished. Mm. There's a 15-mile section from Gooseberry Falls to Silver Bay with a small area, about a 0.8 mile, that we've got funding for. It's called the West Road. The people of Beaver Bay have developed a very nice staging center right off the bridge there at the Beaver River.
Yeah, right.
And that's going to be a trailhead for our bike trail. Hmm. And they'll go across that bridge. They're going to make some changes on the bridge to make a bike trail on the bridge. And then going up West Road, and then there's a section at the top of West Road, there's a section there that's finished from there to Silver Bay. So we'll have a section of the trail from Silver Bay all the way to Gooseberry Falls, which
from
is nice.
Beaver Bay up to there, that's kind of a steep hill.
It's about a 6% grade, so it's maximum that you'd want a recreational bike on.
Mm-hmm.
But as we say, this is a recreational trail. It's a family trail, except there are some areas at Split Rock Lighthouse, there's some pretty steep climbs, and it's pretty tough. Sometimes you see a lot of people walking their bikes up the hill.
But it's aerobic.
Yeah, and coming down, there's a couple switchbacks, so it's pretty tough. So
I noticed, too, that in the Lutzen area where the bridge was put across the river, that's not been connected yet, but now I understand
it is now connected. There's a section of the trail that's connected from Tofty all the way to the Ski Hill Road, and that's one continuous section. I believe that's about 8 miles or 7-point-something miles. Mm-hmm. And then there's another section, 3 miles on the other side of Tofty, between Tofty and Schroeder, that is finished. And we've got funding now to kind of navigate that section between where the road narrows down to almost nothing.
Yeah.
You take your life in your hands when you ride the bike on that part of the trail. So we've got funding now to make a trail from one side of Tofty, the Bluefin, to the other side. And that'll help give us now a trail, probably about 16 miles of trail between Schroeder and the Ski Hill Road. And then the last section that we've got funding for from the state and from the federal is from Cutface Creek Rest Area to Grand Marais. And that the engineering will be done this next summer, and it should be built the next summer.
A couple of years ago, you and I talked about that, and that's that section where it was originally planned to go up across Good Harbor Road.
Right, going up Highway 7,
yeah.
Which is a 7% grade.
Yeah,
a heck of a climb.
Well, so are they going to? Then there was a talk about coming down and actually. What, making a bridge or something, or is that
actually not there what anymore? The section was originally planned from Cascade State Park to Grand Marais,
mm-hmm.
but over the years the cost to construct a mile of the trail has risen so much that we've divided that into two sections. So we're going to come from the Cutface Rest Area mm-hmm. to Grand Marais, and then in the next planning would be from that Cutface Rest Area to the Cascade State Park. And where we'd need to have that bridge, it's not really a bridge, but it's kind of a cantilever on the lake side of the highway between the rest area and the overlook. You know, you drive by there, and it's pretty much straight down.
Oh, yeah,
there has to be kind of a cantilever there that the bikes will ride on.
That's going to be tricky.
Yeah, but they've done it before. If you go out to Colorado, those are all over the place in Colorado, right alongside the highway.
Really?
Yeah. And biking is becoming a huge thing now. And every time you look up here, there are people with their cars with bikes in the summertime. So biking is becoming more popular, and it's becoming that that second sport for the summertime.
So you've been out on your fat tire bike?
No, I don't have a fat tire bike. In the wintertime, I kind of put my bike up on the rack and I wait till the summer. But in the summertime, I do ride my bike, and I've ridden almost all of the trails.
Really?
So,
well, good.
Yeah,
for you.
It's a tough. There are sections of it that are pretty tough, but the most of the sections of the trail are pretty nice and family friendly. Kids
can ride.
It's okay
to get off and walk your bike.
Yes, it is. It's okay.
Okay, so the annual meeting is at the Teteguch?
At Teteguch Rest Area, or State Park, mm-hmm. at the rest area there, and it's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
And that's where we do most of our annual business.
Okay. Mark Sambo, what exactly is your position with the bike?
Well, I'm on the Bike Trail Council, and and it's
you've been on there for a long time.
Yes, yeah, maybe a little bit too long.
Nope. That's it. You get a job like that, Mark, and people keep you there.
I know. That's the way it is.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And,
thank you,
folks. If you were interested at all in the Gitche Gumbee Bike Trail, I'm sure that you'll be welcome at the annual meeting.
Yes, they will.
Thanks.
Thank you.